Now, if you have a story for us, nolan@bbc.co.uk. That's what Aveen has done. Aveen is 24 years old, lives with type 1 diabetes. Good morning to you, Aveen.
Thanks, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, no, I'm not too bad.
Good stuff. Well, thank you for contacting us. Tell us your story. You have type 1 diabetes. What's the problem?
Yes, I have type 1 diabetes, and I've been on a waiting list for a diabetic pump for 5 years now, ever since I was diagnosed at 19 years old. I was on the Southern Health Trust waiting list, that's the Cregarvan Clinic, for 2 years. And then I moved to the Belfast Rural Health Trust when I was a student, because I was actually advised that there would be more chance of me getting a pump there. And I've been on that waiting list for 3 years, so 5 years in total waiting on a diabetic pump.
5 years in total?
Yeah, 5 years.
So what do you do without the pump? What's the way through?
Well, just to take it back so people really understand, type 1 diabetes is a chronic autoimmune condition whereby your pancreas just stops producing insulin. I have to manually inject myself with insulin injections 6 or 7 times a day and monitor my blood sugars maybe 20 times a day, either by pricking my finger or by scanning a device in my arm. And if I fail to, you know, keep my blood sugar within a healthy range, then I will either damage from health damaging highs, and this is what leads to, you know, the organ damage, the amputation, the blindness, years down the line, or in the short term, high blood sugars mean that you're exhausted and can't really concentrate. Like, I had a tech 2 days off work last week because I wasn't really able to function and I was bedbound, to be honest. And then on the other hand, you have the risk of hypos, which are low blood sugars.
And you had one earlier this year, right?
Yes.
What happened?
I had one in January. So a healthy blood sugar reading is between 4 and 7.5. And in my sleep one night in January, my blood sugars dropped to 1.2. And so I actually went unconscious. I went into a seizure in my student flat. And luckily there was someone in the flat at the time to ring the paramedics and alert them. But, you know, if there was no one in the flat at that point and nobody found me, then there's a high chance I would have slipped into a coma and not woke up ultimately.
So what do you need? When do you go to your doctor and you say, look, can I get one of these pumps? What do they say to you?
I've just been told the same thing for the past 5 years, that, you know, there is a very long waiting list, but I'm on the list. And, you know, I just, in the meantime, I just kind of have to deal with the injections. But, you know, that's the importance of the diabetic pump, because it helps to kind of like avoid these fluctuations in high and low blood sugars. And, you know, they don't really give much of an explanation as to where I am on this list or how close I am to the top or anything.
And those pumps would automatically give you insulin when you need it, right? That's a benefit of them.
Well, a pump, it kind of depends on, there are lots of different types of pumps, but a pump will gradually drip feed insulin into your body. And so in this way, it mimics the effect of the pancreas much more effectively than injections. And that is what helps to avoid these major fluctuations in blood sugar. And ultimately, that is what kind of gives people who are on the pump a sense of freedom. Ultimately, it means that I'd be able to live the life of kind of like a normal 24-year-old.
So, and what's life like in comparison to a normal 24-year-old for you?
It's just constant, you know, checking. And I don't think people actually understand that you have to check it into account with everything you do. What you eat and what you drink, and then definitely sport and exercise is a big thing for me. Like, I'm a really keen camogie player, but because I play camogie and it's really kind of like adrenaline driven, whenever someone, you know, shoulders me, you can't really predict how a game's going to go, but usually it will release adrenaline and then my blood sugars will shoot up and then I'm exhausted and can't really play the rest of the game. And it's really frustrating because it is a team sport and, you know, you don't want to constantly be complaining, but you can't really give your best. And that's, I have found it extremely difficult, and even in social situations and stuff. But, you know, it's been 5 years now, and I really just think, considering I fulfill all the criteria, I don't know why I haven't been given a pump yet. It's really frustrating.
The Belfast Trust have been in touch with us. They are saying sorry to you. They say that they're funded to provide diabetic pumps to patients living with type 1 diabetes. They say placing a patient on an insulin pump requires a significant investment of time over several weeks from highly experienced diabetes specialist nurses and dietitians. Numbers are restricted as the funding to recruit additional specialist staff is limited. So this is about money again. They say the Trust is aware that current resources are not sufficient to address the growing demands of the service. We have recently participated in regional discussions to better commission and plan this service throughout Northern Ireland.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, I pay my taxes, and I don't really see how I make financial sense for an ambulance to be called out in January, which costs thousands of pounds, when, you know, that could have been avoided and nipped in the bud. You know, if I had the pump, which would enable better control, and ultimately that's what will avoid all of the health complications later down the line.
Yeah,
and it's especially frustrating because, you know, patients in the Republic of Ireland are getting a pump within six weeks. And it's well documented that it is best practice and the best way to control blood sugar. So ultimately, I think funding isn't a good enough reason because it'll make more financial sense in the long term.
We understand there are 130 people currently on the waiting list for one of these insulin pumps.
Yep.
Okay. Well, look, thank you very much indeed. Thank you for bringing the story to us today. And I hope you get one of these soon, Eivin.
Thanks very much, Stephen.
Thank you. Good morning.